Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We got your dose of crazy coming up with Does That Make Me Crazy?
Yes.
About 30 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
Big Al Mac, do you know how much Kim and Kanye are going to be paying with their mortgage now?
Yeah, we were discussing their new home purchase. I believe $17 million is what we were talking about. The new home purchase at $17 million, assuming a zero. I'm going to assume
they're not living there. Someone bought it for that.
Oh, the Ukrainian lady. That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
The
Ukrainian singer.
She wants to be one, yeah.
That bought their house.
She's a philanthropist.
For $17 million, assuming she has a decent credit score and is not putting anything down. At 3.5% at 30 years, her mortgage payment is $76,337.60.
A month?
A month.
There you go.
Now, if she pays after the 10th, the late charge is going to kick in.
How much would a late charge be on that?
Depending on the company, I don't know. It can't be cheap.
Oh, that's scary.
$76,000.
How'd you get all that money?
People are paying that much.
How do people have that much money?
I don't know.
And you know, this is like her creative house.
A month.
Sometimes when I drive by the rich neighborhood and I see all the mansions.
What did you do?
Yeah, I'm like, how are there this many rich people?
Yeah, there's a lot of rich people.
Like a lot. Rich people,
there's so many rich people.
There's hundreds of houses. I'm like, how are all these people rich? And where did that go wrong?
Hard work, dude. I used to do a long time ago, and I would drive up. This is before terrorism and everything else, and you can't answer your door. But it was called, how did these white folks get all this? Get a house.
How'd you afford this big house? What'd you do to live here?
Yeah.
And some of them were CEOs. Some are lawyers. I mean, just regular folks. But you hit one little.
Get the right client.
Man.
And then boom. Yeah.
Money likes money.
You're born well.
Yeah. Lucky gene pool.
Divorce well. Born well.
Yeah, I see a lot of divorcees up where we live, Kelly, that are pretty open about the money they got.
Yeah, they get payday, right?
Yeah.
If you marry right and divorce right.
Very open about it. You hear what I'm saying? Yeah, I just got divorced. I got all this money. Mm. Like, really?
Yeah.
And then you see all the dudes walking over there like, excuse me, did I hear you're rich?
Like little ants. Yeah. Like little ants.
It makes us feel better to think they live very empty lives, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It makes us feel better to think, but they're not happy.
But the ones I know seem to be pretty happy.
Yeah, they're
just living a lie.
They're having a blast.
Yeah.
They go home at night and they cry in their satin pillowcase.
No, it's like they're freed. It's like they're a new person.
It makes me feel better, Jason.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, they're horrible lives. There's a Netflix scam going on right now. Before Jenna lets us know what shows we can look forward to.
This is scary.
Yeah, it's a phishing scam. They're trying to trick users into thinking their accounts are in danger of being suspended. And when you hear that, it's like, wait, you can't suspend my account. How am I going to watch Stranger Things?
Right.
So scammers are trying to steal your identity and credit card info. You'll get an email, and it'll be personalized to you. And it looks like it's from Netflix and everything, and it's from the billing department. And they say, hey, why don't you go to this, click on this link right here, and go and put in your new credit card information and your name, and we'll get you all back and running.
They do the same thing with Facebook. I get the ads that your Facebook is going to be suspended. It's always, don't ever click on the link.
Never.
Always go to the actual site, and then you'll be like, oh, that was nothing. Never click on a link inside an email. I won't do it. Just go to the actual Netflix.com and you'll see, everything's fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine. The subject line, though, if you do get this from Netflix, it says your suspension notification.
No.
That's how you know. So always, always type it in yourself and go to Netflix or whatever website yourself when they're asking you to put in that sort of information. And speaking of suspending accounts, I saw this story about Netflix since we're talking about it. This girl broke up with a guy and she noticed that... He was using her account to watch Stranger Things.
Yeah.
And so on Netflix, you can see how far along they are, right? It's like, this is where he's at. So she waited until he was about halfway done with the season and changed her password. She had to get it himself. Well played, ma'am. Well played.
Yeah, you don't be stuck in my Netflix.
Yeah. What's coming out in Netflix, though, Jenna?
They're coming in hot this month.
Yeah.
You know, they're actually unrolling 30 new pieces of original content in November. So that's going to be some full-on films, new series, documentaries, and stand-up specials. So Netflix is really trying to get you to stop watching regular television. Yep. They're doing a good job at it.
Yeah.
But there's some old movies that maybe you've never seen, and that's always exciting, like Michael Clayton, that George Clooney movie. That movie's really good if you guys haven't seen it, In the Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, I love it.
That's coming on Netflix.
Yes. So there's some movies that have been out for a while if you haven't seen them that are going to come out. And then Jim Carrey has a show coming out as well. And then this show called Mudbound, everyone's hyping. I really want to watch this. They're saying it's Netflix's most likely Oscar contender.
Really?
Yes, it's...
Oscar contender.
Yes, the film, it's a movie. It revolves around two families, a black family and a white family, trying to survive America's post-World War II era rural South.
Hmm.
So, yeah, so that's a pretty intense movie, but they say that this is their most likely Oscar contender. That's November 17th, called Mudbound. And then Marvel has one coming out, The Punisher.
Ooh.
Which is, you saw this character in Daredevil, if you watched that. So The Punisher, yeah, so this is a Marvel movie that's going to be out also on November 17th. So some good stuff.
That was excellent pronunciation on the word rural.
Rural.
Rural. It's a really hard word.
You know, the route is hard.
Yeah, rural.
You know, the only reason I do it is it was my one word that I struggled with a lot growing up. I couldn't say the name Rory. Roy, Rory, Rural. I practiced every day, all the time.
Roy, Rory, Rural?
R-O-Y, R-O-R-Y, and Rural. The R's like that are difficult.
Why not? I think our S is because Samaritan.
You gotta practice.
I couldn't say Samaritan. I went home the other day because I that word is hard for me. And I said Samaritan probably 100,000 times yesterday.
But it helped.
I
got it.
Yeah, it helped. I was in my car, and every 10 seconds, Samaritan. Samaritan.
It's true. I do that when I stumble on a word.
Yeah.
You practice.
Radio was down. Samaritan.
Samaritan. Samaritan. Repeat. Samaritan.
Like, rural.
Samaritan.
Hey, Samaritan.
I used it randomly when I was talking to my wife.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that Samaritan out there walking.
No.
I know. I just used it randomly. I just wanted to use it. Not in the right context, but I was
randomly.
Using it.
Use it correctly.
I know.
Hello, Samaritan.
No, I just wanted to practice it.
You can be a good Samaritan, so I guess you can be a bad Samaritan as well.
I don't think you can be a bad Samaritan. Does the word mean good?
It means good, right?
Well, that would be redundant if we were saying a good Samaritan.
A good,
if
good?
It already means good, because that means good, good person.
Well, you say goody, goody. That's
the good, good. Right? I think
Samaritan, like, it was like a good citizen. American.
It's a
citizen. It was a person that was from a region, and they did a good deed, so it
from
became back
from
Samaria.
From Samaria.
Yeah,
Samaria.
So it became a good Samaritan.
Got a cousin named Samaritan.
A person who is generous and helping those in distress.
Yes.
So good Samaritan is redundant.
Yes, it is.
Well, it's...
How about better Samaritan?
Technically.
Can we just say Samaritan, then? Without the good?
You can't say a Samaritan. Yeah. You can't be a bad Samaritan, right?
Right.
Can
well,
you?
Yeah, I guess you could, though.
You're
not being a very good Samaritan. That means you're a bad Samaritan.
Well, then you're not a Samaritan because you're not doing good stuff.
Are we sounding really stupid right now?
Of course.
We're just working it out. These are things that people sometimes work out in their heads quietly where no one else can hear it. We just do it out loud and look stupid.
Yeah. We all have those.
We do a podcast.
Does that make me crazy? Also coming up later, by the way.
All right.
That made us
there
sound
is
a
bad
crazy.
Samaritan. It's someone who takes in the hero and seems at first to be helping, all to do the hero harm in the end.
Oh.
And next to the definition is a scary looking van that says free candy.
That's a bad Samaritan.
Yeah, that's a bad Samaritan.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that'd be a wolf in sheep's clothing.
So you're trapping. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Entrapment.
So many interesting things about our language.
I know. Speaking of, we were just talking about Netflix.
Yeah.
Yes.
Finn Wolfhard mm-hmm. from Stranger Things. People are giving him, they're giving him the business right now.
I saw this.
Because apparently some came out about him not signing autographs for fans outside of his hotel.
Yeah.
And so he wanted to explain what happened. This is what happened with Finn. So if you heard bad news about Finn, he has a reason for that.
I got booed. Yeah. There's a giant group of like lined up fans that like booed me. It's fine. Cause they're all stuff to sign. I was like, I don't know. It's fine. But that's not ruining the night.
So he got booed.
He was walking into a... He's like 14.
Don't boo 14-year-olds.
And he was walking in, and because he didn't stop, they started booing him, and then they started going after him on social media. Mm. And then all the other people on Stranger Things came out and said, look, this is the nicest kid ever. He is 14. You know, give him a break sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
That he doesn't owe you ever. Yeah. You know, people are like, you owe us. We're your fans.
No.
They don't owe you everything. He's 14. That's a lot for him to wrap his little curly-headed brain around, you know?
Not
that's
being a
lot.
Very good Samaritan right there.
Well, that's a lot, you know? Am I not being a good Samaritan?
No.
He's not.
Finn.
Oh.
I was making a joke. He's a fine Samaritan.
Yeah. Catch somebody on a, you know.
It's just a bad day.
14.
Yeah. We had people asking us yesterday because we talked about Avril Lavigne, and they said, why do you guys have an issue with Avril Lavigne? And I guess it's...
This goes way back. This goes way back for me and Kelly. No. Were you here, JC?
Yeah, I was here. Okay. I was here. I saw the... There was a bit of a temper tantrum that she threw.
More than once. It wasn't like just one bad day. We've had to run. And she could have grown up and matured past that. I don't know. But our experience has repeatedly been bad.
She's a brat. She's at a meet and greet where people go back to meet and be greeted by you. And she's sitting there with her arms folded, kicking the wall behind
her. Kicking the wall in front of people. It was taking too long. I mean, seriously, a grown woman having a temper tantrum.
Right.
And then no one was allowed to stand near her. It is the funniest pictures you've ever seen because she's standing there like, you know, this little skater chick.
There's like 2 feet.
And everybody's just standing around her grinning like, we're so excited to meet everybody. And she looks like she want to be anywhere else. Do not touch me. It's just she's...
And she's Canadian. We love Canadians.
Just don't do it. You know, it makes you look so bad. The record label shouldn't put her out there. It's so bad.
They put her in a bad situation.
Don't let her do interviews.
And maybe she just was having really bad days.
No.
It was more than once, but...
It's a lot.
Maybe she was having a bad time in her life. Celebrities can have that.
They're just not good at that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know? Go do your music. I really love her music. I think she's extremely talented.
Right.
She's just not a people person.
Yeah, because there's a difference. It's one where you've seen her do it over and over again, and then there's Finn, who has one instance and people are going off on him.
Yeah, people are
so easy to go off on people nowadays. All you gotta do is look them up on Twitter and go off.
You can't just be mad at them. You've got to destroy them.
Right. Social media makes it way tougher, especially for the young kids now that, you know, on TV shows like that blow up unexpectedly. And next thing you know, they're world famous. But, all right, so hopefully check out the Netflix shows that are coming out. We do have your trip to Florida, trip a day, 30 minutes away.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be a part of the crazy club. Admit it. That's why you call the show. It's time for Does That Make Me Crazy? These are the things you deem normal. You've always done them.
Yeah. Don't think another thing about it.
Yeah, you're just going to do it because that's how you roll. And your friends finally let you know, hey, you're crazy.
That ain't normal, though.
That's not what regular folk do.
Mm-hmm.
So give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I guess I'm crazy. I said I booked movers before I signed a lease.
Yeah, that's
optimistic, Jenna.
Optimistic.
Optimistic, but
there
crazy.
There you go.
Because, yeah, you don't get your refund on that, do you?
Ken says, this is from the text, I run a UPS store, and when customers ask for our 1-800 number, I mistakenly give them 1-800-543-3548. Does that make me crazy?
Makes you a member of Kid Nation.
That right there is a
does that make me crazy? So go ahead and give us a call right now. Speaking of crazy, Jenna has a crazy story out of Florida, and we do have your trip to Florida coming up in 20 minutes.
I do. Did you guys know?
What?
It's illegal to ride your horse while intoxicated?
I've heard it's illegal to ride anything intoxicated.
Florida woman arrested for allegedly riding a horse while drunk. Police in Florida arrested a 53-year-old woman last week for a DUI.
Riding while intoxicated.
RUI?
RUI. She appeared confused and smelled strongly of alcohol when deputies pulled her over on a busy road after 1:30 p.m.
Oh boy.
She was found to be more than twice the legal limit for driving. They charged her with driving under the influence and animal neglect, and they transported her horse named Bo Duke. To the animal control livestock facility. They say that he will be returned to the owner.
Not that it's right that she was on the horse drunk, because it is. It can get dangerous, but the horse isn't drunk, so I think he's going to make some good decisions if he sees a car coming or something.
You would like to think. What if he got spooked, though?
Yeah. I did have a buddy who got one of those. He was on a cooler that was motorized.
Oh, I used to have one of those, yeah.
At the beach, and a police officer gave him a ticket.
Yeah, I had a bunch of friends in college get buoys.
What's a buoy?
Biking.
Yeah, you can get a bike.
You cannot ride your bicycle home from the bar. You cannot ride a bike. They got buoys.
Man, I don't know these rules.
I think all you can do is...
you can't ride nothing when you're drunk.
Nothing.
I guess that's the rule.
Even skateboards,
you can't
nothing.
Ride anything in public while drunk, right? I can say that.
I guess so.
That's probably a good decision.
Yeah. What about a mechanical bull?
As long as it's stationary, because that's stationary.
I'm allowed to
ride
that.
You can ride that.
Do you ever ride that sober? Okay.
No.
Hmm.
I hurt myself really bad doing one of those where I thought I was going to be really badly injured. That was the last time I got on a mechanical bull. Because the guy
Are you ever going to stretch again after injuring yourself stretching?
I don't stretch very much.
Yeah, JC can't move his neck this morning because he stretched.
Maybe that's what's going on.
That's probably why I'm hurt. I hurt myself stretching while I was going pee.
Maybe you need to stretch more.
Take my physical therapy appointment today.
Really?
Yeah.
Will they crack me up?
They'll
do a chiropractic action?
Yeah, stretch it out, man.
Yeah. And another crazy news here.
Yeah?
How would you like the Joker to deliver your baby? The Joker.
The Joker Joker?
And I'm not talking about like the funny cartoon-like Joker. I'm talking the Heath Ledger Joker.
Like not the one on playing cards?
Right. No, not
the
that one.
The scary one with the cut smile?
So this lady went into labor on Halloween night on October 31st.
What a dream.
And, you know, doctors have lives, too. So they're doing their thing on that day. And when they showed up to the hospital, their doctor showed up dressed as the Joker.
Oh, my.
It is.
Oh, my gosh. That's the photo?
The pictures are awesome.
Oh.
Yeah. There's pictures of him between her legs, like, delivering the baby. There's a picture of him about to cut the umbilical cord.
Oh, my gosh. It's terrifying. Oh, my.
And it's one of the greatest Heath Ledger Joker costumes I've ever seen in my life.
It really is.
Really good.
But she had a chance to have him go home and change because he was going to go back home to do some trick-or-treating and hand out candy. And he said, hey, if you want, I will take this off when I come back to go into the full delivery. And she said, nah, man. Let's go all in.
All right.
Let's go viral.
Let's go viral, man.
It probably is.
So he came back dressed as the Joker and delivered the baby, who I think they should have named Harley Quinn, but they did not.
Mm.
Isn't that cool?
Thank God they didn't.
Well, not Harley Quinn's cool. They named her Oakland Sage Self. Oakland Sage. That's a cute name.
Oakland.
Huh.
Maybe that's where she was conceived.
Yeah.
Big Raiders fan.
She's a fan of Sage.
OAKLYN. Oakland. Different spelling.
Oh, God. Now that child's going to grow up having to spell her name everywhere she goes.
Yeah.
Parents need to think about that kind of stuff.
It's Oakland, not Oakland.
But nobody's going to hear Oakland.
Yeah,
they're going to think Oakland.
OAKLAND. Yeah.
Parents need to be a little bit more thoughtful. You need to care about your baby more than how cute you can come up with a spelling of a name. Because that child's going to have to spell the name the rest of their lives. Nobody's ever going to get that.
Well, it's kind of like Kelly with I-E.
Kelly with an I-E. Everybody always put a Y. And I was and that was just a little tiny annoyance. Imagine. Uh-huh. Anyway.
Does that make me crazy?
Even my regular name, Jenna.
What's wrong
with
that?
Growing genitalia. That's all I got growing up.
Well, yeah. You got to think of definitely of those.
Thanks, Mom.
Genitalia.
You always wanted a nickname.
Yeah, you finally get your nickname. You get all mad about it. This coffee shop is trying a new thing with their cappuccinos, you guys.
What are they doing?
I want to try this. I don't know if it makes me crazy or not. The glitter cappuccino.
No.
No, oh, yeah. No.
It's made.
Is that so you go potty with glitter?
That's what I was wondering. Does
you want that?
Because they have the capsules that you could take so that it comes out that way. They call it unicorn poo.
Who's going to see it?
Or you can try this cappuccino, which is, I don't know who's going to see it
exactly.
out.
Exactly. Like,
friends?
Is that to make something else Snapchat worthy? That's so
great. Hey, baby, come in here.
Believe it or not, there are dudes that send it to each other, which is the weirdest thing ever.
That does look pretty, but I don't want glitter in my teeth.
It's probably flavored sugar, metallic sugar.
It's edible glitter. It's probably just sugar.
But
the glittery.
If you're going by the strip club, it is a good excuse to have glitter on you.
I just had coffee.
Oh, baby, I was at Starbucks.
See, that's perfect. It's a coffee by DiBella. Was the name of the coffee shop if you want to try that out.
I don't want anything.
All right, can I read one we got from Michelle?
Yeah,
because
give us.
She is like my soulmate.
Okay. Oh, is she really?
Michelle, this is for Does That Make Me Crazy? I'm planning a maternity photo shoot for my dog.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my.
Oh, Jenna's crazy laugh came out.
Yeah.
I think it's so funny because I don't think. I would not do a maternity photo shoot for myself, but I could totally see doing it for the dog.
That's do you want to
so
get
funny.
Wheezy
like a dog
pregnant?
Just laying there. Do I want to get Wheezy pregnant?
So you could do this?
Wheezy's spayed. I'm a responsible dog owner. Yes, Wheezy's spayed. It's not possible.
Mm. So Wheezy never got to experience love.
She has really big nipples, and so I thought maybe that meant that she's had a lot of. Dogs. Like, she's huge. Wheezy has huge nipples.
No, she's hashtag blessed.
And I was like, okay. So then I asked, and she's a rescue, and she's been spayed. I asked, like, did she just have, like, tons of litters, and then she was a rescue dog, and I got her, and now she misses her family? And they were like, no, it just means she went through heat a lot.
Oh, she was very
so she could have. She was in heat a lot, and that's why they're enlarged.
Yeah. we got your trip to Florida 10 minutes away. Right now we're doing Does That Make Me Crazy? All and Pug Nipple Talk. Who we got on the phone?
Pug Nipple.
Milane?
Yeah?
How you doing?
I'm doing
Controversy,
Louisiana.
All right. Hello. Hey, now. What's up, Louisiana? Well, let's find out if you're crazy or not. Go ahead and hit us with it.
Okay. Actually, it's my husband. Okay, like, he smells his socks after he takes them off. Like, every time before he, like, goes to bed and stuff. I don't know if he, like, wants to know if he can use them again, like, the next day or something. But it drives me insane. And I tell him to stop doing it.
So gross.
I just forget. Does that make him crazy?
Yes, and it's gross. Yeah. It's just gross.
Well, sometimes you're like, I didn't wear these socks all day. Should I
wear
them?
You've worn the socks all day. Why do you need to smell them to know?
You got another pair.
You sweat in them. You have dead skin cells in them. Put them in the dirty clothes.
You got another pair of socks, I would assume. If you don't, let me know. I'll buy you one. Go match Jenna's shoes.
Probably the same reason we smell when we cut our toenails. Everybody smells that, right?
You smell your toenail clippings?
You don't?
No.
What?
That's a new one. Stop the music, Trey.
Really?
You smell your toenail clippings.
Listen.
You smell your toenail.
Listen, it's not the greatest smell.
Why would you do that?
But it's one of those smells.
That?
I don't know. It's just my wife told me about it, so
your wife does that?
Yeah, we both do it.
Your wife does it?
Yeah. Not each other's. Only our own.
Oh, that's crazy.
You seriously have never smelled your toe clippings?
No,
never.
I don't need to.
It's one of these smells where it's like, you know, it's not pleasant, but you want it.
They're attached to my feet. They're attached to my feet. I know they stink.
I know it's bad, but I still want to smell it. It's weird. I know. Does that make me crazy? We're in the nest. It's safe.
Okay, yeah.
I think it's good to smell your own body. Then you know what's going on if there's something abnormal.
Have you ever done it, Jenna? Smell the toe?
Yes.
See?
Your toenail clipping?
No, I don't ever. I get pedicures, so I don't do it on my own, but I'm just saying in the past, sure, I have.
Other people's? Oh.
No.
Okay.
I mean, just at some point in my life, yes, I have. But no, I'm not like into it. It's not like my weekend hobby.
It's not a hobby. I don't know.
I don't do it regularly.
I don't know about that.
No.
Yeah, I just happen to slightly.
No. I don't need that. I don't need that in my life.
Into wanting to. Okay.
I don't know why you would even think to do that.
Why don't you try it and then report back?
No, thank you. I want to go to my grave saying I never sniffed my own toenail.
That's going
to
be on my headstone.
Man. Here, I thought we all did that.
Nope.
See, that's the point of does that make me crazy?
That is. It's a prime example right there.
On the text, Simone wrote us and said, I dump all the dirt out of my vacuum just so I can vacuum it up again. So I can hear the crunch. So I could hear the crunch at least twice a day. Does that make me crazy?
Simone's a champ.
That's crazy.
I don't even want to vacuum once.
Once a month, right?
That's why she dumps it back out and then vacuums it back up.
Yeah.
She cleans it out and then re-vacuums it.
Twice a day.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, Simone, you're crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Crazy that she vacuums daily. Crazy.
Shout out to all my friends on the text that are letting me know that they smell their clippings as well.
What are you people doing?
I mean, this happens.
Look at this.
It really, I don't.
Brooke wrote us.
I didn't want to reveal that, but you asked.
Yeah. Girl?
Brooke wrote us and said she likes to do it. Oh my goodness, I smell my toenails too. I was going to call in and see if I was crazy about that. Thanks, JC. You're welcome, Brooke.
When's the last time you did this, though? Like, I haven't done this since I was young.
Sunday?
Goodness.
I did clip my nails.
Sorry, I'm feeling all judgy.
Yeah, don't be judgy.
Isn't that the point of this? That made me crazy. We're supposed to judge crazy.
Look at my family of toenail smellers.
Y'all need to have a meeting.
I don't really want to be a part of the club, you know? But.
Okay, well, there's a club now. There's also a lot of people saying it's disgusting, so there's that.
No, TSA, Toenail Smellers of America.
Yeah, the people that bite their toenails. Now, you're gross.
No, yeah.
We got that text.
I'm not that flexible. Hi, Dylan.
You'd never leave the house.
Hey, how are y'all?
Doing great, man. Let's find out if you're crazy or not.
My wife is 8 months pregnant, and she gets super mad at me because I won't feel the baby or watch the baby move because just a human being that's just like turning it. Just turning around it inside her just freaks me out.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Does that make you crazy?
Oh, no, it makes you a dude, man. Makes you a dude.
It is crazy.
It is.
I mean, it's the whole process is crazy.
It's mind blowing when you really think about it.
There's just this life in there.
It literally looks like an alien. And it's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know how the ladies do it. We have a little baby just moving around there for 9 months. I know it doesn't start for like 5 months. Or unless you're Kelly. Emma Kelly didn't move at all.
No, she didn't. I have a stack of sonograms. She never moved.
I got on this weird Instagram thing last night. I couldn't sleep. You know, you're watching videos on the Explore tab. And it was all these pregnant fitness women.
Yeah.
And this woman's like, she's like, I'm due any day. She's CrossFitting. Like doing the squat press with this giant bar and her huge belly sticking out. And I'm like, that baby is just going to go plop.
Yeah, you would think.
It's crazy looking.
Yeah.
It is.
Wow.
I would not. I thought you get pregnant and when you're that far along, you just like lay down and eat.
No, they say you're supposed to keep working out. It's
yeah, but
healthy
not
for
that
you.
Intense.
There's not different.
That I know. I thought you had the excuse.
Yeah, right.
I know you're supposed to do that when you want to go into labor. You do a bunch of squats, right?
I don't know.
I had a friend eat honey mustard sauce. It came out.
It came out.
I heard when you go into labor, you're supposed to eat a can of clean peaches. And that helps slide that baby out. That's what I heard.
What? Peaches?
Clean. If you go into labor, eat a can of clean peaches.
In the sugar juice?
I don't know.
And the baby slides right out.
It's like it's supposed to help with delivery, but I didn't have to do that, so.
All right. Hi, Heather.
Hey, my boyfriend Jameson, whenever we're driving by a cemetery, he plays a game with himself to look for the fresh body. Does that make him crazy?
Well, it's not that hard because it's got fresh dirt on top of
right.
it.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying he's not crazy.
He's curious to look.
I don't seek it out, but I was, somebody just...
I find the most recent tombstone when I go to a cemetery.
Really?
I don't know why. I just
think it's a little strange. He looks over and is looking for dead bodies.
Hold on, Heather. Hold on one second. Al's got a call coming in.
It's a telemarketer.
Oh, is it?
Dang it.
Is it?
I didn't have my telemarketer block on.
Oh, okay. It says telemarketer.
Or your volume turned off.
Why don't you just block the number?
Yeah.
Thank you, Heather. Yeah, your boyfriend's not crazy. I think he's just curious.
Dead curious.
Let's go with Travis. Hey, Travis.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You're asking if your wife is crazy?
Well, she thinks I'm crazy for thinking she's crazy that she sucks out boogers out of my son's nose.
Hold on one second. Now, before
Kelly's
I proceed,
say she did
I've
this.
Heard. No, I did not do this.
Now is she using the little tool that you can buy for the babies, or how's she doing this?
Yeah, it's the little tool, but I still think it's super crazy and weird that you're sucking boogers.
You got to. They can't breathe.
Okay.
Yeah, all mommies.
I know that in some cultures, using your mouth is... That's what I thought he was talking about.
That's what
about.
I thought he was talking about. That's why...
That is acceptable.
He's talking about using the squeezy thing.
Oh, no, you have to do that. The kids can't breathe. Yeah.
Well, they have the one that's just a tube, and you put the part in your mouth and
you can use the suction
like
that way.
Oh, yeah. I thought he meant he just goes like mouth over nose.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Now, I'll admit, when I was babysitting the first time that a kid had a cold and the mom told me to use that, and I'd never used one before, and I didn't want her to know that. I didn't know that you depress it before you stick it in the kid's nose and then suck everything out.
Oh, you blew it in.
So I put it in the kid's nose and then pressed the button. The kid's eyes went, what?
Because it pushed it in.
That put all the air.
Yeah.
He survived.
Yeah.
Good. I just want everybody to know that. But I didn't know what I was doing.
I tried that when my son was born just because I wanted to see what he was feeling. So I did it on myself.
Yeah.
Nothing came out, but it's just...
It's just air and kids don't like it. But yeah.
It feels weird.
No, she's normal. Yeah. She's using her mouth. I'd be like, ooh.
Yeah.
Mouth to nose hole? Crazy, ooh. Travis.
That would be crazy.
Using the tool? All good, bro.
Ooh.
Have a good day, buddy. Congrats on the baby. First of all, I love... Hi, Perky.
Your name is Perky?
Hi.
Your name is Perky?
Well, it's my nickname.
Your nickname's
it's
Perky?
Cute. I like all it. Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's see if you're if you're crazy, Perky.
Well... Age has taken over. My right boob sags more than my left boob.
When I run or walk
my dog, I hold on to my right boob, hoping my left boob will equal my right boob eventually.
Let me get a visual on
I mean, you're holding it to make sure the other one catches up. Yeah. Let the other one stretch.
I stretch my boobs on purpose. Does that make me crazy? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, Perky, you're crazy. But that's cute, crazy. I like that. Maybe you should change the Perky nickname.
Yeah, I mean, just write Perky.
Just to get with, you know, what you're doing, Perky.
One Perky.
Have a great day, Perky. Thank you for calling. Hey, Caitlin.
Hey.
Hey. Let's see if you're crazy or not.
Do y'all know that game that you play, the slug bug game, where you hit the person that you're with in the car?
Yep.
You see a Volkswagen?
Yeah.
Yeah, bug.
That's the one time you can punch your cousins or your brothers or sisters as hard as you can. Yeah.
Yes. So even if I'm alone, I still have to punch myself for all the slug bugs and then keep track of how many I got every day to see if I beat myself for the day before. Does that make you crazy?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Caitlin, yes.
Yes. Yes.
But you keep doing that.
Yes.
That is awesome. Caitlin, slap it herself. I just want to drive by you as you're doing it one day. That's all I would do.
Hit yourself in the head.
Thank you, Caitlin, and thank you, everyone, calling in for Does That Make Me Crazy? We appreciate your calls. We appreciate your texts. Hopefully, we get to you next week. We want to hear your crazy. Trust us.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes we run out of time because we got to give away some trips. We got a trip to Florida for you with a fun Florida fact. And these are all celebrity. You know, they're now celebrity questions.
And we'll have something to do with Miami.
Exactly.
All right.
Today's question, in this Zac Efron movie, Boca Raton and Daytona Beach are featured. The movie was nominated for 4 Razzies.
Oh.
But it did not win any of those. In this Zac Efron movie, in Boca Raton and Daytona Beach, they're featured. The movie was nominated for 4 Razzies, but did not win any. The phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If you got that correct answer, you'll be on your way to Florida next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have a fun Florida fact.
We do.
In this Zac Efron movie, Boca Raton and Daytona Beach are featured. The movie was nominated for 4 Razzies, but didn't win any. So what was the movie? Let's see if we can get a winner here. Christine, welcome to the show.
Oh, my God.
Hey!
Oh, my God.
Hi.
I can't believe y'all. I can't believe I got through. Oh, my God.
Hey, you got through. So step one is completed. Can you fulfill step two and win this trip? We'll find out here with your answer. Can you name that movie Zac Efron was in?
Is it Baywatch?
Baywatch.
That's the first one that popped in my mind.
But that is unfortunately incorrect.
Oh. Mind popping wrong.
Oh. I'm sorry, Christine.
So sorry, babe. Yeah.
I don't think they've had the Razzies yet for Baywatch.
Oh, it'll be up there, I'm
but,
sure.
Yeah. I watched them.
I heard it was all right.
It was a good waste of time if you want to laugh a couple times.
Something cool to watch on an airplane, maybe.
Yeah, you're a big fan of The Rock and Zac Efron shirtless. Boom. They got you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Christine. Have a wonderful day. Try again tomorrow, okay? Tatiana.
Yes.
That's a hot name. That's a hot name. Hey. You gotta be hot if your name is Tatiana. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the show.
The hot name, girl.
Thank you very much. I'm super excited.
All right. Hey.
I am too.
Oh, Al, would you like to get to know Tatiana?
Or you guys, yeah. What's up, Tatiana? What do you do for a living?
I am actually a director of operations for an ER physician group for a group of hospitals down here.
Look at you.
Do you happen to wear a size 8 shoe and love metallic?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, like Kelly, I'm a taller girl, so I wear between a 9 and a 10.
Oh, oh she's a girl. Taller girl, Al.
That's all right.
Al was going to re-gift you some shoes, but that's all right.
No, that's all right.
Tatiana.
Yeah.
He's going to take these shoes on my feet and give them to someone else?
No, well, they don't fit.
Not anymore, because Tatiana says she's a little bit taller.
I'm not going to take your shoes.
Do you happen to be single?
I am not. Sorry, Al.
Sorry.
Oh, no. Okay, yeah. Back to the contest.
Back to the contest. All right, Tatiana.
That was fun.
My man's name is Alan, too. Hi. I'm Alan.
That's oh, really? Right. Look at you.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Yes.
You're the best.
So we got double Alan lovers
here
on the show right now. All right, well, you and your Alan could go to Florida if you get this question right. Can you tell us a Zac Efron movie?
Dirty Grandpa.
Dirty Grandpa. That's correct.
Yay.
Tatiana, you and possibly Alan, whoever you select, have won a trip to the Westin Cape Coral Resort at Marina Village. Yes, for 4 nights. I'm sorry, 4 nights. 4 days and 3 nights. You'll enjoy the Westin Heavenly Bed, Heavenly Shower, sweeping water views, world-class dining, a lagoon-style pool, and more.
So while I'm sweeping, I can look at the water.
Oh, that's right. Nice. We're going to even throw in a 4-day car rental. Thank you. Visit Florida.
And thank you.
Holy moly.
Tatiana.
And thank you, Tatiana.
Hey, you have fun out there with Alan, okay? Take tons of pictures.
I will. Thank you so much, guys. I'm so excited. Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
You have a great day directing and operating.
Yes.
Those ER people. Whatever you do. Yeah. That good stuff.
Have fun doing what you do.
A long title to put on a business card.
It looks like an important title.
Yeah.
We'll have another trip for you tomorrow, same time, 7:40 Central. We ask you to call in. We'll have another question for you. That city, Boca Raton, if you translate it, it means a mouse mouth.
Mouse,
yeah.
Mouth.
Ratón is a mouse, and boca means mouth. So it's basically a mouse mouth.
Thank you, Mr. Chavez, for that, that translation. Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I dated one of those.
A mouse mouth? What is a mouse mouth?
You know, it sounds like something I dated.
So Will Ferrell, we all love Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
He talked about a little Christmas tradition he has with his kids. Here's what he does.
I force them to watch Elf 10 times. 10 straight times. It's a marathon. Yeah. And then you get to open a present after. Yeah.
You know what? We just started our tradition with our kids yesterday, we watch Elf basically every day. We try to watch a different Christmas movie up until Christmas, but it turns into just watching Elf.
Well, that'll get you in a Christmas
spirit. It's really good.
It's a great movie.
It is. I haven't seen it enough.
And my wife and I decided we're going to dress up this year for a holiday party.
Matching jammies.
She's going to dress up as the girl in the shower in Elf, and I'm going to dress up like Buddy the Elf.
Oh, so you're going to a Christmas costume party?
It's not a costume party, but she wants to dress up, so.
Look at Christmas stealing Halloween.
Your wife just likes dressing up.
I know it's weird. She does. She
What party is this?
I don't know. I guess she got invited to some holiday party, and she wants to dress up like that. And I said, well.
She's going
to
walk around in a shower curtain all night?
She's going to be, Zoe Deschanel's character. Yeah.
Singing.
Well, she was in the shower. Baby, it's cold outside.
That's hard to sing, by the way.
It's a hard
karaoke song.
We're going to try to learn it so that, you know, people are going to ask us to do it. So we're going to be the singing costume.
Can't stay.
Are we going to?
It's cold outside.
It's really actually an easy. It's the easy one to do as a couple.
No.
It's just repeating.
But the timing.
No. The timing. It's really difficult. Claudia
really?
And I.
I've
don't
done
you remember
it.
Last year? Claudia and I tried to do it at the party. She wanted to do it. And then if you don't come in the right, it's off. You come in off.
Yeah.
I've
never done that one.
Kelly's a pro.
No, I just found that was to be one of the easier karaoke songs.
Yeah.
It might, but everybody's different.
With the music,
it's
hard.
It's not on beat, yeah.
If you go a cappella, you could probably do it a lot easier, yes. I think, right? Mm-hmm. Which is what we're going to do. Yeah.
I had an accompanist.
You did? Who's your singer in that song?
A pianist.
Oh, a pianist?
Yes.
Oh. I like
a
that.
Long time ago.
It's a good word. Mm. A pianist. Jenna, you're getting into the Christmas spirit, finally.
You guys.
Jenna's going to do something she'd never done.
I think I'm going to get a tree.
Yay!
The reason I haven't gotten a tree in the past is because I'm alone. And I look at the tree, and then it makes me kind of sad that I have a tree with no presents under it. And there's plenty of Christmas everywhere else. You know Christmas people throw up Christmas everywhere.
Right.
It's just like, bleh. So I get plenty of joy in other people's Christmas. But I'm thinking I'm going to move. And it's the perfect way for me to not buy a dining room table if I throw up a Christmas tree. Like, it buys me some time to not decorate the dining area. I think I might go different, go, like, monochromatic and get a white one.
White flower.
They make all sorts of crazy trees. They make ombre Christmas trees. They make white.
A man tree?
They make black Christmas trees, all these colors. So I'm just thinking I might just get, like, an all-white pre-lit one and then not put anything on it.
I'm a big fan of the fake tree. That way you just got it ready to go every year.
So easy, especially pre-lit, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just one of those things when you have money and you don't have a lot of extra money, usually it's like I love Halloween, so then Christmas I slack on because I don't have kids to decorate for. I absolutely would if I had children around.
Sure.
But it's like, it seems like kind of a waste of money, just like how I'm sure some people feel about me spending a paycheck on Halloween costumes.
Which you did.
I feel like it's kind of a waste of money, but I think I'm going to do it.
When are you going to go buy your tree, do you think?
I think I'm going to order the tree for the new place that I haven't even signed a lease for yet. I don't know. As soon as I'm supposed to sign a lease today or tomorrow. So if I sign the lease and I still have some money left over, I have my eye on a tree.
Okay.
Found, and then...
So it's fake tree, yeah.
I'm going to wait until I'm about to move in so I can get it shipped there. I'm not going to get it shipped to where I'm at now.
Are you going to set up the lawn guy for the new place, too?
The what?
The lawn guy? Because you're getting everything set up before you even move in, unlike
Big
Al. This
is a townhome. Yeah, this is a townhome, so lawn I don't have to worry about.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah, I got to get rid of all my pool stuff.
I know.
The rats... The furniture, if anyone wants my pool furniture, seriously, you can have it.
I'll take the inflatables.
I don't know what to do.
You don't have a pool.
I have a community pool.
What are you going to do with them?
I have a community pool. And just jump around on there with my kids.
We're going to have
kids, go come over to my pool.
Steve wants to have a polar plunge.
Want to see my one last
party if you want to come over and get them.
Why are you guys making me sound like a creep?
You sound creepy.
Want to see my noodles?
I'll take them.
We're going to do one last pool party at Steven's request, my friend Steven.
I'll do the polar plunge.
Okay.
Kelly, you in? Of course not. Kelly's not going to do it. Why would Kelly do it?
Why would I do that?
Bitch killer.
Y'all have fun.
And Al won't be there because the person that reads the future said one person's going to drown on the show, and he thinks it's him, so he's going to stay away from the water.
Plus pool equals no black people.
Okay.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We did give away our trip to Florida. We have another one for you tomorrow morning at 7:40 Central with our fun Florida fact.
Yep, we do it every day.
Yeah, we do. Big Al Mac, I've noticed that you have not started growing back your beard. You maintain the clean shaven look.
Yeah, I shaved this morning, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
So it's for no other reason. It takes one of my really joys out of my life that I really did like. I liked going, sitting there in the and you could do it with a clean shaven face, but sitting in that chair at Art of Shaving and getting the hot towel and the, you know, the cold towel, the face massage.
Was it the equivalent of when the girls go get their manis and patties?
Yeah, it was something that I really
relaxing.
Kind of got
off into. Are you budgeting?
No, not necessarily. Like I said, my old shaver left, and I don't know where he went. I think he's doing it on his own, but it's further away from my house. And then my old shaver actually went back, so he's there now. And I told him, I said, "Well, I shaved." So now, you know, there's like getting it groomed like a professional guy.
You need him for that.
Yeah, that's kind of why I went to him.
You don't want to participate in Movember because you had your beard for 4 years while you were in your relationship.
Yeah. Dr. Girlfriend.
And then once that ended.
Dr. X Girlfriend.
You started new Al.
I guess I did. It wasn't planned. I mean, I just literally went to the mirror one morning before I went to Wichita for Wolfstock, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And or before Savannah, one of those trips. And I just shaved. It was Savannah. And I just shaved that morning and just...
Maybe this will change your mind to get you back on the beard train.
Okay.
Because I'm on it right now for Movember.
Really? When are you going to start?
I started a week ago.
Has the train pulled out of the station yet?
No, they're still...
Watch, when I come in with... When I shave the side of my face, little cheeks and stuff, and you just see the mustache and my conquistador... I'm going to go conquistador on it. So it's going to be the mustache with the...
But you always have that.
With the patch underneath? Yeah. But now I'm going to have a mustache to go along with it.
Since when?
Since I'm going to shave.
You want some of my Latisse?
Is Latisse the thing that helps hair grow?
I took my lash extensions off, and so for like 8 weeks now I've been doing Latisse. It's crazy how much it makes them grow. And then I put some on my eyebrows, but now I have a unibrow, so I have to pluck it. It's making stuff grow. You want me to sprinkle some on your head?
I would love.
I don't know if that's FDA approved, but I'm down to share.
Just on my face,
share a couple drops.
Let it grow, let it grow.
I want it to grow.
Can't hold it back anymore.
No, I'm holding it back just fine.
Let it grow, let it grow.
When women were asked if they preferred a man to have a beard, scruff, or be clean shaven.
Mm-hmm.
56% of women said they'd like their men scruffy.
We like the look of it.
Oh, love
it. But you can't be making out too much with it.
You get a rash?
It's very irritating.
I want the redness.
Yeah.
I love it.
Huh.
It looks good. It's just not good for making out.
Yeah. Once it gets past that scruff stage to beard stage, it's softer. But that scruff stage
is really irritating.
But it's
probably
real sexy.
I don't like full beard. I like the 2 weeks.
Like just,
I guess it depends on your growth.
Yeah.
For JC, probably
a month.
3 months. Yeah.
Thanks, Al. How do you guys feel about the hairy chest?
It doesn't bother me. I mean, like massive.
Is Alan a hairy man?
Hello, I'm Alan.
He's got a hairy chest, but it's not like where it's like tufts of hair.
Yeah. Like, does it carry over to the back?
Yeah.
No, he does not have a hairy
chest. Just on the chest?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind a little chest hair.
You like chest hair? That means...
I'm indifferent.
You guys like intelligent men.
Yeah,
I do.
The more hair the dude has on his chest, the smarter he is. And this is according to research, which I find to be appalling.
Research?
Ridiculous.
Scientists discovered that hairy chests are more frequent among men who are highly educated, such as doctors and engineers.
Wow.
The most intelligent men also have an impressive pelt of back hair.
A pelt? Big Al has that.
Is this a bear?
They have a pelt of back hair.
Yeah.
A pelt?
Now, the hairiest chest in the office probably belongs to part-time Justin.
Yeah, but he shaves his nipples, which I find so weird. Like, he leaves chest hair, but has bald nipples.
Yeah, that's
because hairy nipples look weird.
That's weird.
No, but shaving them where they're just...
It's all or nothing.
Weirder.
Yeah. So, according to this research... Part-time Justin is probably the smartest person in our office.
Well,
I don't know. Are you considering the back office? What about boss man George?
George's got, he's got cool chest hair.
Yeah, I've never seen it, but I imagine he's got a lot of chest
hair. Has White Cheddar got a hairy chest? I'm trying to think.
He's got to.
I think White Cheddar does have the hairy chest.
I think he's probably got the chest that comes like when he has on a sweater or a crew neck t-shirt.
Kind of curls up
little,
over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That Adam's apple hair.
You don't have chest hair, do you, Al?
Yeah, I got a little bit. I'll see.
I mean, you don't have to go
Nobody
that way.
Nobody asked to see
Flash.
That. Nobody asked to see that.
Why is it so curly?
Oh, I'm black.
It's pretty smooth, actually.
Because I'm black.
I'm black.
Because I'm black. Yeah. Nobody answered everything, pretty much.
Kelly made fun of me yesterday on Instagram.
I did?
Why?
Slightly.
Oh, yeah. I remember now.
Kelly was trolling.
Well, he popped up on my Instagram feed, and he's standing there. He got his new, because, you know, he had to change allegiances with his sports team.
Yep.
But JC just won't wear a team's jersey. He has to get a jersey with his own name on the back.
Uh-huh. Customized.
Is so that he normal got, with guys? Is that the dream?
No. I don't know.
I thought you were supposed to support a player that you like.
No, because here's the thing. Players come and go. Especially nowadays in the NFL, players are there for like a year. Now, I can get myself into the team, and I'm on the team forever. So I'm never going to go anywhere.
He's got his favorite number 5. He's got Chavez across the back of his new Dallas Cowboys jersey.
Yeah.
But he's standing there, and Kenzie took a picture of him looking pensively off to the side.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and somebody commented, are you sad? I'm like, are you sad or are you trying to be sexy? I don't know what you were trying to do.
Yeah, blogger
were you,
pose.
Were you trying to be sexy or were you just like giving in?
I was
like,
trying to be sexy.
You were? Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure.
I thought she was just going to send it to her friends. So she said, give me a nice look. And I went with the weather outside and it was a little cloudy. So I went sexy on it.
That's the totally not candid. It's a good go-to.
Right.
I like it.
But everybody's saying I look sad.
You look very sad. But I was thinking maybe he was going for sexy, but it was coming off as... I can't believe I've had to do this.
No.
Okay, I'm giving in.
But now I know that if people ask me, are you sad, it means...
No, I'm sexy.
I'm sexy.
Just say that.
I'm not sad.
I'm looking sexy.
Go look
Saturday
at it.
Sexy.
It's JSI5, right, on Instagram?
My wife posted it, so I'll repost it.
Oh, it's on
so
Kenzie's?
It
I didn't know who's
I'll post
it.
JSI5 is my Instagram. I'll repost it.
Yeah, Kenzie, don't friend request her. It'll be 2 years before she accepts. But she finally did. She finally accepted me.
Kelly did not... have any...
It hurt my feelings.
That's funny. I'm not sad.
Hey, how about we go with good feelings? A little I need some good news Tuesday.
Yes.
And we need this more than ever right now, Kid Nation. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And give us the good news that's happening in your world today that's going to make us smile.
All right.
We'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy.
We need that good news, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
A quick little tidbit news story that I saw that was a feel-good.
Sure.
This girl, 17 years old in Utah, went trick-or-treating.
Mm-hmm.
However, she's autistic.
Okay.
And apparently the people couldn't really tell that she's a special needs girl or student. And so... she started getting yelled at by some of the people at the homes.
Oh,
you're too old to come trick-or-treating. You shouldn't be doing this.
No.
And so after a few times, she got so upset that she ended up crying and running home.
Oh.
And her sister posted about it on Facebook. And a lady in a neighborhood close nearby to where they live saw that and said, you know what? We got to make this better for this girl. So she got together with her neighbors. They all got candy, kept their Halloween decorations up.
Oh, cool.
And they let her redo Halloween on Saturday.
That's very nice.
And she was able to get her...
That's how you do it.
...trick or treat on.
That's how you do it, right?
Well
there.
Done.
Man.
That's how you do it. Do good for other people, you know? This makes me feel good when we get text messages like this one from Sergeant Nisbet. I'm a returning Army veteran, lost my left leg overseas, and y'all make us laugh and forget about the danger we see every day. Thank you so much.
Wow.
No, man, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For
thank
listening God. And your service.
To all the soldiers.
Make us feel good with your text messages. Hi, Jessica.
Yes.
Welcome to Good News Tuesday. What's yours?
We are actually a kids family, and we get to leave in 8 days.
Yay!
Yay!
Hard to believe it's already here,
I
isn't
know.
It?
I know.
What's your son's name?
Grayson Cooper.
Oh, Grayson hi. Cooper. All right, we'll be on the lookout with Grayson. And is he down to ride roller coasters and all that?
Probably.
Okay, good. Great.
No teacups. Tell Grayson no teacups here. We're teacup free.
Yeah.
All right, Jessica, we'll see you in 8 days, okay?
Thanks.
All right, that's a new Kids family.
Yeah,
right.
That's exciting.
A week from Thursday.
It's going to be a great trip. Now, in 8 days, Big Al will not be at the opening of his new bar.
No, it won't be.
Like he said on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because he just found out yesterday he will be at Kids.
Double booked.
Yeah. You double booked yourself, Al.
Yep.
Hi, Becca.
Hi.
So what are you and your sister doing?
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm talking to you guys.
I am
helping my sister. We're road tripping to Georgia to see her husband for family day. He's in boot camp.
Aw.
Very nice.
Family day.
Yay. I know. I'm so excited. She hasn't seen him in the last 3 months, and they have a little one-year-old.
Wow.
So she couldn't make the drive alone, so I'm going with her.
And Becca, are you single?
I'm engaged.
Oh, you're engaged. Okay, I was going to say maybe you can find yourself a soldier yourself, but you already got yourself a man. You guys have a great drive out there. Thank you for calling, Becca.
Says, I got a man.
I got a man. Hi, Mindy.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So you have some good news regarding your dog, huh?
I do. I volunteer with a local rescue group, and my foster dog was just accepted into a program where he's going to learn how to be a service dog for people who need help.
That's nice.
That is so nice.
Very nice.
How did you feel about Big Al Mac lying about his dog being a service dog?
Why would you throw him under the bus right now?
Right? This is, it would feel good.
You know, that doesn't make me feel good, Al.
No. I had nothing to do with it. Curtis did all that on his
own. Oh, it was Curtis?
He got on the internet, searched it himself.
What's your doggy's name, Mindy?
His name is Wilson, and he is going to be a very big help for someone in a couple of months. So Wilson. I'm really proud of him. I feel like a proud mom.
It takes a couple months only to get the training done?
It does. It's about a three-month program, and then when they finish the basic skills, they go on to be more specific for the person that he's going to be matching with.
Hey, well, good luck to Wilson. Where'd the service dog. He's about to go to school and get his a service dog degree. I hope they have a little graduation with the caps and everything.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.